Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. We're here at the Canadian Toy Con. I'm here with Casey and Gina G from Cosplay for a Cure. How's it going, guys?
Pretty good.
Good.
Now, I believe we met you, Casey, a little over a year ago in this building, actually, I think, at one of the toy shows.
Yes, it was either one of the toy shows or...
Yes, definitely. It's a cause we all support. We usually try and get a photo with you guys at every show we go to now.
Yes, you do.
And definitely the pictures cheer me up. They're in my book at the day job, so I look at them all the time. And anyhow, how's it been going here at the toy show today?
It's a bit quiet. We're adjusting to the new space. We're really happy that we have a lot of space for our booth. And everybody who has come by the booth has been really excited and really supportive, so that's really nice.
Yeah, you know, we know a lot of people are recovering from Fan Expo and DragonCon last weekend, so
We
knew it would be quieter today, but we like coming to these ones. We know a lot of people here. It's a good chance for us to even brainstorm because it's quieter. We can actually take care of some booth business while we're running the booth.
Yeah, these shows are always nice. I like them a lot, actually.
Yeah.
In cosplay in general, how did you guys get into dressing up and cosplaying?
Well, when I was 12, I was just really displeased with the general Halloween costume selection, so I asked my aunt to teach me how to sew, and we started making stuff from Harry Potter. Then my sister wanted something, so we made stuff for her, and I found I really enjoyed sewing. And then I found out about conventions around 2005, so that was when I was 15, and Anime North was my first one, and I've been pretty much hooked ever since. It's a really cool culmination of, like, all my geeky interests, Sailor Moon, comic books, video games, all that good stuff.
How about you, Casey?
I actually started many years before Gina. Halloween was always my holiday. I loved Halloween. I loved dressing up. I went all out. We just made stuff from whatever, found things. I mean, we turned my brother into Edward Scissorhands one year out of household stuff.
Like,
nice. Done all sorts of things. I've been a French clown, whatnot. And then as I became a teenager, I used to go to Toronto Trek when it used to be around.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. And I saw these people dressing up in the Star Trek outfits and the Klingons and the Battlestar Galactica, and it was all the sci-fi stuff, and I'm a sci-fi geek. I love the sci-fi stuff. And I was like, I need to do this, and I found the official Star Trek uniform pattern, and my very first cosplay was Dr. Crusher.
Gina, what was your first costume?
My first costume, if you want to count Halloween, was a Slytherin from Harry Potter. If you want to count conventions, it's from a pretty old anime called Magic Users Club. It was Nanaka, so she's like a cute little witch magical girl.
Okay, cool. So. Do you guys have a favorite of all your costumes?
Mine is probably a tie between Power Girl and my Thorin Oakenshield from The Hobbit.
Oh, cool.
I'd have to say right now, one of my favorites has got to be Snow White. The response to her has been amazing, and yet somehow I managed to pull off the most innocent of all the princesses.
We don't know
sure how that worked, but it works.
I gotta tell you, I love the bombshell Hawkgirl costume you recently made.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. It was a good learning experience, as I've never actually built anything like a jetpack before. But I'm having a lot of fun actually starting to do some cosplays with some bigger props and stuff like that, and learning the process of what goes into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm also getting into 3D printing now, which is a really cool thing to do, and learning a little bit of electrical so I can wire LEDs into my props.
Nice. So what costumes are you guys working on in the future? Anything you can tell us about?
Well, I can't tell you about the most next one because it's a bit of a secret still. It's for Halloween.
Okay.
With Leslie, who does Skyly with me, and Roxy Lee Gigi from the Geek Girls. But after that, we've got a couple of, kind of sticking with the Disney theme for a while, a couple of crossover ones. Steampunk versions, another Star Wars version.
All those are great, too.
Actually one that we're working with on Gina and a group of local girls from the Niagara region for Anime North next year.
Yeah, we're really excited. It's kind of a rococo burlesque Sailor Moon group, and we've got all the Sailor Scouts. What else am I working
on?
We've
also got Tuxedo Mask.
Oh, yeah, we've got a Tuxedo Mask and a Moonlight Night, too. I'm working on Anna from Frozen. I'm going to Disney for Halloween, so that's my plan. And also, I've just been accepted into a really cool group called the Azures of the Afterlife. They're a group of girls who just did Mass Effect costumes at Dragon Con. They're all dressed as the dancers from the Mass Effect series, so they're Asari and humans, and I've just got brought into that group. So I'm really excited to paint myself blue again and be an Asari in a really cool outfit.
Cool. And do you guys have any tips for any upcoming cosplayers out there?
Have patience and have fun. If someone tells you you're not doing it right, they're full of garbage. Cosplay is whatever you want it to be, and as long as you're having fun, you're doing it right.
Yeah. Cosplay is, it's for everyone, and it's all about having fun. I'm a plus-size cosplayer. I do everything. Just, you know, look at our page. I'll do whatever. If I like the costume design, I'm going to research the character in case, because in some cases I've been suggested stuff and I haven't got a clue who they're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm older than, I don't do a lot of the anime stuff because I am older than most of the anime generation. But I've been introduced to a lot of it because I've got friends that are younger. And they've said, you really need to do this character. So I've looked into it, and if I like the design and the character, I'll do it. I like creating costumes, man. That's all. It's just about having fun and bringing characters and designs that you like to life.
And you know, you don't have to 100% be like the know-it-all about that character that you're cosplaying. I've also been introduced to so many cool comic book characters just because I'm told, hey, you should cosplay that. That would be great. Like, I was never really into She-Hulk until someone said, you should cosplay She-Hulk. And then I got into She-Hulk. I love She-Hulk. Same with Power Girl. Power Girl's my favorite superhero, and I didn't really know about her until a friend suggested that I should cosplay her.
It's like with the DC Bombshells we just did, Wonder Woman and Hawk Girl. I picked Hawk Girl because I loved her design. Couldn't tell you a whole lot of
you got questions about Hawk Girl, you just
asked me. I guess her, because I know she knows her. So, but I loved the design, and I'm like, that's what that one's about. It's not about so much about Hawk Girl as a character. It's
an interpretation.
It's an interpretation of, and the representation of that era of sort of the Bombshell pinup girls. It just happens to be a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, well, thanks, guys. We appreciate the time you took with us today. And where can people go to check out your stuff?
So Cosplay for a Cure, you can look up on Facebook. Just search Cosplay for a Cure. I am Gina G and Red Ribbon Cosplay on Facebook.
And I am Skyleaf Creations. And it's two words, Skyleaf Creations. And that's me and my friend Leslie, who's my cosplay partner in crime.
Okay, well, thanks, guys. We really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.